Wishing You Were Dead, the Henry movie made on June 10th, 1971. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
ACD International presents Patrick Johnson in Wishing You Were Dead. Copyright 1971 by ACD International and Patrick Johnson Productions Incorporated. With Dudley Moore, Peter Nichols, Patrick Drake, George Dibbs, Suzanne Watson, Nigel Brown, William Sylvester, and Roger Comstock as father. Produced by Brian Williams. Written by Clayton Edwards and John Smith. Music by John Barry and the Alan Saley Orchestra. Directed by Bernard Evans. Suzanne, I'm sorry it didn't work out.
Oh, that's all right, Henry. I understand. I'll meet you again in Tokyo.
I understand, Suzanne. Shall we call each other friends?
Yes, Henry. Friends.
Yes, John Smith. Yes, Henry. I'm out to get you. You won't like your failing him. Seeing you. Welcome, number 13. Welcome. So, have you completed your job by killing Henry Sorelli? Yes, I have, number one. Yes, I have. I posed as a woman, but it didn't work. You know, if you didn't kill Henry, then you failed, correct? I guess so, number one. I guess so. Failure cannot be tolerated in this organization, do you understand, number 13? Yes, number one. But I didn't mean to do it. Give me one more chance. I'm sorry. Failure cannot be tolerated. No, please, number one. Number one. Kill Henry Cirelli. Kill him. Number 41.
Don't worry, number one, I haven't failed yet.
You know what happens if you fail.
But I haven't failed you yet, number one. Don't worry. Be seeing you.
There's always a first time for failure. Porter, I'd like some breakfast. And, please send another 9, please.
Right away, sir. Right away.
Are you Henry Cirelli?
I might be. What's your business, Data, please?
I'm here. I have to talk with you if you're Henry Cirelli. Are you?
What's your name?
Robert Petri. I'm from the ministry, Mr. Cirelli.
Let me have your credentials.
Here. I work in the same place as you do. They're all in order.
Reminds me of Billy, but that's a different story. What are you doing here? What's your business?
Well, Father sent me down. He thought you might need some help on your new coding case. He wants me to take the coder with me, relieve you of it, so you can go off and have a vacation in Berkshire.
Do you have a light?
No, I don't.
You imposter! That's the wrong password! Now I have you. Now I have you. Who do you work for? The alarm.
Train stopping. You're gonna have to explain.
This is your stop, isn't it? It is your stop. You get off here.
I don't.
You'll never get off alive, though. Mr. Rally, I heard gunshots. What happened?
Oh, this man, well, he was going to a funeral. Looked like he didn't make it, though.
Oh, I'll get the body out of the way.
Thank you very much. Who are you?
Well, my name is Dudley Brown.
Dudley Brown?
Yes, I'm your contact here, Mr. Cirelli.
What is it? Suddenly. Do you have a map?
I usually...
Better still. No, it's good to see you. What's your name? Mr. Brown. We have to get off here because I just killed a man. And,
wish inquiries with the police.
Yes, and this was a stop anyway. So if I get off here, I might be able to get that truck and go to headquarters.
The truck that this man you killed was...
Yes, I want you to go to Lebanon. Dudley, you dud. I want you to go to Lebanon, and I want you to take the Dakota with me. They'll think I still have it, you see.
You want me to take the Dakota with you?
With you?
All right.
I want you to take the Dakota to Lebanon while I try to...
The coding machine.
It is. You're confusing me, Dudley, you dud.
No, I'm famous for that. They called me Dudley Brown.
Look, I'm the famous Henry Cirelli, and you can't put me up a wall. Now, will you go to Lebanon and take the coding machine or what the hell the thing is called? Well, I try to... Quick, you have to get out of here. Helicopter's coming. I'll try to ward them off.
You, Henry.
I'm sorry. You'll have to.
All right, I'll contact Mother. Be seeing you.
Gotta get out of here.
Be sure to ward him off, Joe. Swoop down on him and be sure to kill him.
All right.
Gotta get out of here. He's coming back. Which way? Which way shall I go? Ah!
remarkable act of marksmanship I've ever seen. I was standing around waiting to see if you needed help. I decided not to leave against your orders.
You fool.
You shot the driver and...
I thought HQ agents were supposed to be effective.
I couldn't leave you here, Henry, to be...
I'm sorry, but it's the only way.
Mr. Sorelli?
Yes, what is it?
Come with me. I've led you into a trap. Goodbye, Mr. Sorelli.
No. No. For a murder, the court says that you are guilty. You're right, court. Retty, what's your sentence?
Guilty.
Where shall he be put to death?
On the firing squad. Please, no, 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 please, no. Don't shoot me.
Get your guns, Retty. Retty.
The keeper of the Hall of the Dead. Welcome, to the Hall of the Dead, Mr. Zarelli. Now, Mrs. Zarelli, it's about time you joined us. Many people here, many people who have met their death at your hands. There, over there.
What do you want, the coding device?
There's Billy Bryan, who died because of you.
What do you want, you fool? I'm going to get out of this place, now. I'm going to get out. I'm going to get out. I'm a free man. I'm a free man.
Now approaching. Contact imminent. Contact imminent.
I'm getting out of here.
Get out.
They're after me. They want the coding device. I have to get out of here. Get out of here, Joe.
You might go insane.
Orange alert. Orange alert. No, it can't happen to me. We'll have to send Orange Alert. I request an Orange Alert. Where is it? No. I warded off those men. I warded off those men. But they're coming after me. More are coming. You'll never get me. I won't tell you what it is. Where it is. I see something ahead of me. What is it? No. A white thing coming towards me. No! No! What is it?
Northern area. Number 6. Heading for...
I'm not a number! I'm a free man!
You
bastard!
Orange alert.
No! 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 I won't. I see you live in luxury. I didn't catch your name. Yes. What's your name?
I have no name.
Oh, really? Then I'll call you No Name. Now, getting down to business, what do you want, actually? What was that business? I tried to escape, but you brought me back, obviously. What's it all about?
Mr. Sarelli, you have something we want.
Really?
Yes, really.
I was carrying a coding machine to London when I was apprehended by a helicopter and brought here.
We didn't find it on you. We didn't. We didn't, you know, Mr. Sarelli.
So you want to know now where it is?
We don't want any more of your lies, Mr. Sarelli. We can be very persuasive, Mr. Sarelli.
Hella dramatic, aren't you? I mean...
Please.
Oh, is this a 53 vintage? My favorite.
55, Mr. Sorelli.
55. Ah, well, 55 isn't my year anyway, you know.
Mr. Sorelli, where is that coding device? To be very persuasive, Mr. Sorelli, where is it?
It is where it is.
Mr. Sorelli, don't get very witty with me. I have a very poor sense of humor, Mr. Sorelli. Where is it?
Of course you have a poor sense of humor, but I know how your hand feels at the moment.
Mr. Sorelli, it seems I'm going to have the boys persuade you.
I won't tell you. I'll never tell you. Then take him out and show him something that he might not like.
That's right, controller.
No!
Send him out, controller! Send him out!
Dudley Moore! He's dead! Where is the counting device? So, Mr. Cirelli, where is it? Where is the coding device? I won't tell you. You'll never find it out from me. He's tough nut to crack, Mr. X. You see, he doesn't know it, but we want the coding device of his organization so we will be able to decode the secret message of when America's rocket will lift off. And when it does, we'll send our own, and we'll capture it, and then we'll provoke war between all the countries.
But he does know we want the coded device. He does.
I know, but not for what? Not for any reason, you fool! You fool!
Mr. X, listen to me. He knows we want the coding device. He won't crack. Cirelli's a tough nut! A tough one!
Not if we introduce him to his old friend.
Friend?
Billy Bryan.
Billy Bryan was killed. Henry will know that. Billy Bryan was killed in a car accident last year.
Just a moment. Boop, boop. Jason, please send in old tapes of Billy Bryan's voice. Thank you. Now, these are tapes that we will interlock into Henry's brain. By planting electrodes on his head, we can induce... Yes, we can! We'll introduce three different characters into his life. We'll name them A, B, and C. And he'll tell one of them where the coding device is. Let's try A first. Let's try A first. Ready? He'll go to a party. Mr. A will meet him first, and we'll see if Henry tells him where the coding device is. For Henry is selling it, isn't he? Who are you? What's your name?
Robert Francis.
I've something to sell to you.
I have money to buy it with, Henry.
My watch.
I don't want your watch, Henry.
Well, that's what I'm selling. Be seeing you. He didn't work! He somehow knows! How does he know? Be. What a wonderful party here.
Yes, indeed. Henry, it's fabulous.
What's your name?
Me, Henry. You know me, Henry. Be seeing you.
Why did you come? Why did you come?
Yes. You have something I want. You have something I want. Something I want.
It's not working. We'll have to put words into his mouth. Oh, well. I guess we'll have to. Okay, can you reverse the process? Certainly, but it will take time. Okay, put words into his mouth now.
Henry, I want that coding device.
Henry.
I want that coding device.
You won't get it.
I want it.
You won't get it. And I'm not telling you where it is.
This brain is becoming too great. Henry's breaking out of it.
We'll have to go to C. We'll have to go to Z. C.
No, Henry's waking.
We'll have to go to C.
I managed to give him a sedative, but he's breaking out. It's not holding him.
What a wonderful party here we're having.
Isn't it, though?
Who are you?
You know Henry.
What a wonderful party. Chicken along. You won't get the Gurney device, you know. You won't get it. You won't get it. You won't get it. You won't get it. You won't get it.
He's
going
to wake up.
He'll throw the danger to us.
Then we'll have to bring Billy to him.
Who are you? You look like my old friend, Billy Bryan.
Billy Bryan.
Or good impersonator.
No, I'm Billy Henry. In this town, people live. You see, I didn't really die in that car accident. I was rescued by the people of this fine community and brought here.
It's absolutely incredible.
Yes, Henry. Now let's get that Coney device and get out of here while we can.
What, you're on my side?
Yes, I've always been on your side.
What's it for? What's a Coney device for? What do they want it for?
What is who wanted for? The ministry to code things.
Very well done. I'm going to find out the real secret. Now why do they want it, you fool?
What are you doing, Henry?
Why do they want it?
Henry!
Why do they want it?
Henry, I'm your old pal.
Now, what are you...
Henry! The ministry wants it to code things.
Why? Tell me why.
You should know better than me, Henry. After all, it's... You have the coding device.
Tell me!
Henry, I'm going to have to go soon.
It's for a rocket! I overheard a conversation for a rocket.
No,
yes. To find out and to destroy America's missiles.
No, it's not, Henry.
Yes, it is.
No.
Be seeing you. I'm going to escape from this place. Yes, I'm going to escape. And when I come back, I'm going to blow it up. I'm going to kill this place. Blow it up and destroy the rocket ship. Be seeing you. We didn't get warning. He's escaping.
Contact imminent.
We have to get him. We have to get him, Joe. Can't you hear me? What's he done to you? What's he done to you? What's he done?
Gas. He managed to flood all the main bases of Lagoon gas. I don't know where he got it.
Be seeing you. They'll go ahead with their plan, but I'll be back tonight. I'll be back and blow the place up.
Astronauts to launching pad.
I have to find some way to set the bomb. I know. I'll get aboard the enemy rocket ship and blow it up. That way the enemy rocket ship won't capture the American rocket ship and provoke war between the two countries.
Joe, our plan will work. When we launch the rocket, war will be inevitable, or whatever the damn word is, and we'll be able to capture the whole world because they will destroy themselves.
I have to find some way to set the bomb here, on this capsule. Work fast, Henry, work fast. No. Got it. Now I'll blow the place up. I have to get out of here. I register a bomb here. A bomb? Where could it be? An ACD International presentation.